The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Okay, you're with Rick Thompson. I'm your host for Talk Saratoga, and I want to thank you for being with us this morning. One thing before we get started, today is Woodchuck Day, and Puxtani Phil, the rodent that they pull out by his two back legs out of his hole, will tell us how many more weeks of winter we have, but you have me to tell you that we have eight more weeks of winter. Because up here in the North Country, we go through February and March, and if we're lucky, we don't get anything in April. So 8 weeks, you don't have to pull me out of bed. And I'll tell you, if somebody pulled me out of bed like they do that little rodent, I would bite the mare's hand too. So I'm making that prediction. Now, before our guest this morning is Rory O'Connor, who's a good friend of mine. Rory's a licensed real estate broker, a real estate instructor, and he owns Saratoga Real Property. And he's also a contractor and developer. And but before I get to talk to Rory on the air, I just want to say a couple things about him. We have no affiliation other than being friends. So when I say this, I mean it as a friend. He's one of the most unique guys that I've ever met. I've known him for probably 15 years now, and we served on a couple city committees when he was lived in Saratoga. And the thing about Rory is he'll talk to you, and you can agree with him, but he always wants to know why you agree with him. You just don't say, geez, you know, you're right, Roy. And I find that very unique because people usually don't do that. And if he disagrees with you, he'll do the same thing. You know, why do you believe that? And so that makes you think. And when he says something, you know, it comes from his heart. And that's what I've always liked about him. So I'm glad he's with us this morning. And I want to say good morning. Hello, Roy.
Well, good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good.
And good. You moved to Boston Spa?
About 13 years ago.
13 years ago. And I know you're always, you always like to immerse yourself in public service. And this year you're really immersing yourself in public service.
Yeah, I've jumped in the pond.
You jumped in the pond, but you were on the beach for a while for the last year or two. Why don't you give us a little background?
Sure. I relocated my business to Boston Spa about 13 years ago because I felt that Saratoga had gentrified to the point where I wanted to go back to the small town environment, and Boston Spa offered that. That and there was this magnificent old Victorian building that sat on the main street that my youngest daughter kept telling me, Dad, you have to buy this building. You have to fix it up. And I had no interest whatsoever in that. But to make a long story short, I looked at the building and I fell in love and I bought it. And we spent a year repurposing it into office space. And we were fortunate enough to get Senator Hugh Farley to headquarter there. We now have Assemblywoman Mary Beth Walsh, along with some very successful lawyers and CPAs. So it's worked out really well, and I'm very proud of the 199 building.
Yep.
I got involved in Boston Spa politics by the mayor inviting me to serve on first the Board of Assessment Review and then the Village Planning Board. So as I got delved into that a little bit, I started going to village board meetings a few years ago, and I began to listen and understand that the village had some challenges. So to cut to the chase, about 6 months ago, the village decided that they would put together what's known as a budget advisory committee. I mean, some of your listeners may have read all of the articles about the challenges that the village faces with the New York State audits and those types of things. And I'll get to that. But in any event, the Board of Trustees and the mayor each selected one individual business person from the village to serve on a budget advisory committee whose primary charter was to make suggestions about how things could be done better moving forward to get the village back on a financial stable basis. So we met probably for about 3.5-4 months, 2 days a week, 2 hours a day, this committee, and we delved into the challenges. And I would argue that we found out pretty much everything we needed to know about what happened and how things could be corrected. And the problems are significant. I don't mean to minimize them. But at the same token, our team firmly believes that they're solvable in a relatively short span of time.
Now, does the village... well, before we get to that, you had said that you, when you decided to run for public office, you knew it was going to be hard work, and you had given hours of thought and talked with friends and family, although you never called me up to get my political opinion. But initially you gave the stock answers that you care about the village, you want to help, and so on. And I know you said you moved to Boston Spa, and I think everybody in this area has known that Saratoga has gotten so large that it's almost not even Saratoga anymore the way it used to be. And Boston Spa offers that opportunity. and you just described some of that reasoning why you wanted to get involved. So now when you talk to people about, and I know you've started already because I saw the picture in the paper with you and Peter Martin that's Roy's running mate, going to places like senior apartments, and you were brushing off the cars the other day. And I know by knowing you that wasn't just a political
No, it really wasn't.
Photo op.
I know it'll be. It was certainly a photo op. You can't deny that. But at the same token, when we found out that these folks are nervous about going out, especially in the snow, mm-hmm. and brushing off their cars, we said, "Why not? I mean, how long can it take?" And it was mighty cold. I don't mind telling.
Oh yeah, and we got a lot of snow.
We did, but it was something I enjoyed doing, and I'm sure we're going to do it again. All right, because they're lovely people, and I don't think we take good enough care of our seniors, to be honest with you. I think that they deserve all the help they can get, and so that's the reason we did it.
Well, our generation, I mean the baby boomer generation, and maybe a little older than us, not that we're that old, but we're certainly not the World War II generation. A lot of people need help. And we talked about some facts before the show when I was on the Senior Center board. We got information on seniors, of course, around the state and what was going on. And one of the things that surprised me was that Saratoga Springs and the county were becoming a number one senior-populated area. Especially Saratoga Springs, because we get an awful lot of retirees.
Yep.
That move up here. So we do face a unique challenge, I think, and Boston Spa probably faces that also.
Well, the population is older. All right, we find that in knocking on doors, because we've been doing that in this cold weather. What I'm fascinated by is the first of all, the excitement in the village that there's going to be an election, all right, that's meaningful. And second of all, that there's a possibility and a potential for change and growth. people don't really understand the history of Ballston Spa, or if they do, not enough of them understand it. I'll give you a quick history lesson.
Yeah,
I didn't know any of this. I started doing some research before I made the decision to run for this office, and I found out that Ballston Spa preceded Saratoga Springs as the world destination for spring water and the healing powers of the mineral springs by a good 8 to 10 years. The largest hotel in America was at the time was built in Ballston Spa. It was named the Sanssouci, and it was considered to be the place to go in basically the world, okay, for relaxation and luxury. I know, hard to believe, because everybody thinks the United States and the bigger hotels in Saratoga were that. They were preceded in Ballston Spa, and Ballston Spa's mineral waters were much more well-known than Saratoga. That all changed when a fellow in Saratoga, an entrepreneur, came up with the idea of bottling the Saratoga water and shipping it all over the world. And basically Saratoga became the headquarters for spring water overnight. Add to that that Irish guy Morrissey that built the casino and the racetrack, and that sealed Saratoga's history going forward. But Ballston Spa was an industrial capital before anything else. There was a little company, it's now called The Factory, but if you drive into Ballston Spa on Route 50 South on the right-hand side, there's this magnificent brick structure, and it was the George West Company, and George West invented the folding paper bag. So the lunch bag you carry was invented in Ballston Spa and still exists today. So many other businesses. The county seat is in Ballston Spa because back in the early 1800s, a developer at the time owned a bunch of land, and he decided that it would be really smart to build a county clerk's office because that would guarantee that Ballston remained the county seat. And so he did, and it has, and yeah, it's still the county seat.
When you talked about that building, also it was ended up being a big chocolate maker too.
It was the Bischoff Chocolate Factory for years after the West Company went out of business. And rumor has it, if you can go up into the upstairs on a hot summer day, you'll still smell the chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were going to say you'd still meet the owner of the factory.
You might. You never know. The history of Ballston Spa is significant. But the fact that it's a village and it still exists is very unique, and I feel very proud to be running for the position of trustee to try to help fix the challenges and help the village move forward. Our team has a vision. We know what needs to be done, and we know how to do it. All we need to do is get elected so that we can get to work.
Right. Now, I said to you that Ballston Spa is a gem, but it needs a little polishing up. And by that, I meant, I think you have to work with government officials, senator, you can't work with the governor's office today. Maybe
no.
You can in another 3 years. But to try and get, and I'm sure you may do some of this now, get some grant money. Because I'll tell you, as I was talking to you before, I had a friend who moved up here from the city that I grew up in, which in its heyday was the largest glove manufacturer, and people from up this way used to go down there to have fun. But it is a village, and the thing that I like about villages and is that people know each other. I mean, you can walk, and I'm not knocking Saratoga just to knock it. I mean, I live up here. But you can walk down on Broadway and not know anybody. And today it's very hard to say hello to somebody because it seems people keep more to themselves. But when you go down a Ballston Spa and you're walking around either for a cup of coffee at Coffee Planet or the Whistling Kettle for breakfast, and you say hello to somebody, they look you in the eye and smile and say good morning. And I always had in my mind, I wanted to live in a village that had a village fair, with a pie contest. That type of setting. I mean, that always, I don't know if that's ideal for everybody, but like in the Music Man, how everybody gets together and they just celebrate. And that's what I think about Boston Spa and the friendliness.
You're not far wrong. We have a very active business and professional association, the BSBPA. And they, in conjunction with the village government, have a number of activities that are run during the year that do harken back to a small town. I was born and raised in a small town. I was born and raised in Rotterdam.
Mm-hmm.
I spent the first part of my career in a village, okay, near Rochester called Newark, New York. There's something different about being in a small town. There's something different about walking down the street and having people say hello to you and mean it.
Yeah.
There's something different about being known in the various establishments. When you walk in, people say hello to you. I think it just makes you feel inclusive. It makes you feel involved. And there's value there.
Mm-hmm.
There's value there for yourself. There's certainly value there for your kids. And B-Spa has done some amazing things over the last 20 years. The Way We Work car show, for example, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but in the fall of the year, it's one of the largest car shows in the area, run right in the heart of downtown. They block the streets off, and all these classic cars come in, and there's a day of just, you see some amazing things. The Christmas parade is the second largest in the Capital District. The
mm-hmm.
largest is Schenectady. I think we were damn close this year. We ran almost, the parade ran almost an hour.
And I'll tell you what, Schenectady, now you're an evening parade too,
right.
And Schenectady is the second largest evening parade in the Northeast.
Yep.
And I would say you come in number two. Three,
I would think we're third.
Behind Schenectady, because a friend of mine, he and his wife went there, and they were there for some hours.
It was amazing.
You know, and he said, hey, I didn't think the parade was going to end, but it was so much fun.
It was, first of all, it was all organized and managed by people in the village and the BSBPA. It was amazing, and I guess the message that I'm trying to convey is that Boston Spa is a really unique place, and because of that, it deserves to be able to move forward and to grow and become the shiny gem that you and I kicked around. In order to do that, we have to address some of the issues, and the biggest challenge we have right now is that the village hasn't taken care of its financial obligations in terms of its accounting processes as well as it should have. And, you know, that's, people say, well, we want to know why. Tell us why we're in this situation. There is no one reason as to why, all right? Essentially, some people didn't do their job, okay? And some people misled the leadership of the village and let them believe that things were going along fine when, in fact, they weren't doing their job. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we have to delve into the village finances. We have to hire a treasurer to replace the guy that left abruptly after the last state audit. And we have to get the accounting methodology straightened around so that we can know where we are financially and what we have to do to move forward to correct the problem. And it can be corrected. We have no doubt about that.
And as you said, you in the fall, you, was it the fall? Yeah, the fall, you and
Larry and Peter and Paul Farnan and Liz Cormos were the budget advisory committee. We worked diligently to talk to all of the leadership positions in the village, the trustees themselves, the mayor, the village internal control officer. We couldn't talk to the treasurer because he'd already run for cover. But in any event, we got a very good picture of, first of all, very dedicated and committed people. I was astonished at the level of concern and genuine caring by the people that work there. It was also evident that there was certainly a lack of communication, a lack of management, a lack of information being provided, all of which prohibited people from doing the best that they could do. But they want to. And I think that's the essence of it, is that everyone that we're talking to wants to help and wants the village to get better, but they need the leadership to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think, not to get political, but Larry Wilbright and Peter Martin and I can do that.
Well, you can get political. Matter of fact, Larry, I think, is running for mayor.
He is.
And he has a unique privilege for running as a Republican.
Yep.
And he got the Democratic endorsement also.
He was more surprised by that than probably anybody. He is running as a Republican. He is running with Peter and I, mm-hmm. all right, as Republicans. And he wants us to be a team, all right? He's lived in the village for almost 25 years, 30 years. He knows an awful lot of people. Larry's background is... I'm at Skidmore, but he was right. A Siena professor, emeritus, a PhD in biology. He served for years, 12 years, I believe it was, as the Ballston Spa School Board. Mm-hmm. And he was he and the people that were involved were really instrumental in turning both the school board, the Ballston Spa budget, and the school system around to becoming one of the most recognized good school systems in the area. Larry's the ideal candidate, okay, to be the mayor, and I think that's why he's unopposed.
Yeah. Well, he also has a little experience with serving in politics. I see that he served as chair of the Town of Milton Planning Board.
Yes, he did.
And the Open Space Committee,
yep.
Two of which will be beneficial for Ballston Spa. And with your background, so I don't know Peter all that well, but...
A 20-year business owner right in the heart of the village. He runs Village Photo, and as a result, I think he's taken pictures of every person in Ballston Spa.
Well, that's good.
He and his wife, Donna, run a wonderful business, and she's lived there all her life. He did not want to get involved in running any more than I did, but when we served on the Budget Advisory Committee, we realized that... there was a higher calling, that somebody had to step up and do something, and we felt that the three of us together were those people.
Now, you and Peter do have competition,
yes,
from the Democratic side, but...
Well, they're actually running as independents.
Oh, as independents.
Democrat, yes.
Oh, okay, because I can come in and tell the people of Ballston Spa about you, and that'll ensure that you get elected unanimously.
Well, I appreciate that.
But, you know, it takes people from different backgrounds, I think, to make... politics good for a city, a village, or a town. You just can't have pure politicians.
Well, you're right. And more so in a village, Rick, than anywhere else, okay? A village election is not about politics. A village election is about the people. And I think that's where our group stands out,
mm-hmm.
in that we've all invested heavily in Ballston Spa in one way or another, and we have a vested interest in seeing the village move forward. I guess our major responsibility is to the people. And yes, we are Republicans. We are running as Republicans. We have opposition, but I think that our message and our vision is much stronger in the long run. We've delved deeply enough into it, and it's, I think essentially the skill sets that we have as a team, Larry, mm-hmm. Peter, and I, are uniquely suited to solve the challenges that we have.
Yeah, I think they lend themselves to different perspectives.
Exactly.
You may not agree on all from everybody, and that's good. Because, see, I always believe that discussion is good. it's beneficial. Like when I get into a debate with somebody about an issue, I can learn something from that person that may sway me a little bit off of my non-movable situation. And I think that's the beauty about debating or discussing issues. And when you won't budge or you're stubborn-minded, I think that's where the political system falls short.
And I agree, and we see that in Washington, all right, and we don't need to go there.
But no,
it's
but...
a fact. The village environment is different for another reason, and I didn't know this either, and I was sharing this with you before the show started, and I'd like to share it with your listeners. The village is the only form of government in the state of New York that exists at the discretion of the residents. The residents determine the future of the village. And I believe that the people of Ballston Spa are fervently behind sustaining the village and helping it grow and become even more successful than it is. And it needs the leadership and the management to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it has been run the way it has been run for the last 25 or 30 years is actually a credit to the people that did it, all right? Because without them, the downtown and the village wouldn't be as vibrant as it is, okay? The current mayor is really directly responsible for a lot of the development in the downtown over the last 20 years. He was certainly misguided by some of the people that he had around him, and that's history. But those things can be fixed. We have so many things that we can do in that village to make it more vibrant. We have such mm-hmm. a vibrant business community that could be empowered to do much more if the government worked with the folks.
Sure. And you know yourself that once you, and I'll use this term because it's in my head right now, and if I don't use it, I won't come up with another one. But once you polish the gem and you get more people coming as far as business-wise and that, and people, other businesses see that, they come. And before you know it, you know, you've got a strong village with more tax-paying businesses, more people spending money in your village. And I think that's what good financial planning and why you should have good people on in a position.
You've got to have a stable financial position in order to apply for the grants that are out there. To your point earlier, there's grants basically everywhere for the types of challenges that we have, that all municipalities have. Infrastructure is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, major expense. Nobody wants to talk about putting in water and sewer pipes and having their streets right. dug up. It's just not a popular subject at cocktail parties.
Yeah.
But it needs to be dealt with. And there is government money and grant money to do that. But you have to have your financial house in order to access that. And that's one of our first objectives, is to get ourselves financially sound and our paperwork in order with the state of New York so that we can go out and avail ourselves as a business, or as a village rather, to the various programs that are available.
Now, I want to turn to, and I don't know if it's a negative because there's ways around the city, but there's one main street in Saratoga for traffic-wise. And I mean, you know, there's other streets you can go down to get around and then back into the village.
Street, if I'm not mistaken, okay, in Saratoga that people find somehow.
Oh, they do find it, yes. But it's, and to have that, it's still a thriving village as far as that main street.
Yeah.
But I had wished when they had built the village that they may have had another thoroughfare that you could use, because that does get a little tricky. But I mean, I think if that's the only negative you have in Ballston Spa, it's not bad. I mean,
the village has grown, all right, in the last 20 years. Again, people don't realize that the Route 50 corridor at one time had more mansions, okay, than North Broadway. It was a completely different view when you drove into the village. But now you've seen development take place. Most of the storefronts on Route 50 do very, very well,
mm-hmm.
all right, because you can't actually park on Route 50.
Right.
You can actually park on Front Street.
And you do have parking lots.
All right, do we have enough parking? We've certainly debated and discussed that. People find a way.
Oh, sure, they
and
do.
And, you know, the other thing about the village is that you can walk almost anywhere.
That's right.
You know, if you're hardy, you can walk up to the fairgrounds. It's a steep hill, but you can do it.
You can do it.
There's something to be said, okay, about grabbing your kids and walking downtown to get a cup of coffee or a muffin and having your kids see kids they know and having you run into folks that you know. And I'm being a little bit romantic, but it is romantic. It's special.
Well, look, I used to go down Friday nights or Thursday nights, excuse me. My grandfather was a tailor, had his shop downtown. He'd come home after dinner. They didn't drive. After dinner, my grandmother and I would walk down the hill, Judson Street, and go to downtown. And even in the winter, and it was busier than heck downtown. But everybody would say hello, and you knew people, and I always remember her going into Woolworths at the counter to have a cup of coffee. I'd have a hot chocolate. Oh. The lady behind the counter was one of our neighbors, and there is something about that we don't, that many, many places lack today, and it's sad.
It is sad. And the other, again, I sound like the Chamber of Commerce for the Village of Ballston Spa, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we also have our own police department.
That's right.
Which provides a level of security for our village residents that most people don't even understand. And thank God they don't need them very often, because the village is a safe place.
Yep.
We have two fire departments that service the towns of Milton and Ballston Spa, Milton and Ballston, as well as the village, that are all volunteer. All right, just remarkable in this day and age that you could have two professional fire companies providing, you know, rescue and all of the other services on a volunteer basis. These guys are special, and the police department, they know everything in the village because they're there. They're, well, you know, certainly we have the sheriff's department sitting up on the hill, but the guys that do the work, the guys that know what's going on and where the bad guys are, okay, are our village police, and I can't say enough about them. They're special.
Sure.
Now, all of those things, plus the Department of Public Works, all of those things have to be looked at and worked with to develop budgets that are sustainable for them and for the village moving forward. And this is going to be a 1 to 2 year process for us. There's no quick fix here, Rick, but there is a fix.
Sure.
And the fix is going to involve all of the people working together. I like to say to folks, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
All right? And there are no problems that cannot be overcome with people working together.
No, there isn't. And I think, before I get back on this, that people need to work together, I don't want you to think that I brought up the Route 50 as the main thoroughfare. And we have to remember that Route 50 and Route 9 were the major arteries to get to anywhere up north.
Correct.
I mean, to get to Glens Falls, you could go up 50, pick up 9, and that was the only way. You know, Northway wasn't even thought about back then. So really, they had to be the main artery, so people could get on them from Albany or Scotia or whatever.
And Route 50 still is the major thoroughfare in and out of that area. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they route the trucks around Saratoga because they can. All right, but they have to come right down Route 50.
Sure.
You know, and it is what it is.
Well, it is what it is. And look at today what Boston Spa is, even with that. I mean, I love Boston Spa. I really do. I love the atmosphere. As I told you before, I had a friend who moved up here, and he moved to Boston Spa. I mean, you certainly can go to Saratoga if you want, but they spend most of their time in Boston Spa for the restaurants and the special events. Like you said, I mean, your special events are special. They're not 35,000 people that you've got to fight to get somewhere. And I'm not saying that because today's Chowder Fest in Saratoga that they'd like to scale back because there's too many people down there and you can't enjoy it. But there's certainly, and like you said, it's not, you're not going to fix it in December if you're elected in November. Although
the election is March 19th.
Oh, the election is March 19th.
Yeah, the villages are different, okay, than other areas, okay? So okay. The election campaign period is very short, obviously, all right? The nominations were the 24th of January. The election is the 19th. So for all of you that are listening that are residents of the village of Boston Spa, please vote on the 19th.
On the 19th. Well, that we'll mention that often because that does come up quick.
Yes, it does.
And
so, you know, our ability to get our message out and hopefully get the support of the folks in Boston Spa is short. And so I do appreciate the opportunity to talk to everybody today because if you don't live in the village of Boston Spa, maybe you know somebody that does.
That's
and
right.
Just encourage them to get involved and to vote and to ask questions, okay? We have a website and we have Vision for Boston Spa is our website. Vision for Boston Spa.com, and then the Facebook page is Deliver for B Spa.
That's right.
Okay, and I would urge you to, if you have questions, reach out to us. Okay, we will listen and we will deliver. That's our slogan.
Sure. Well, as you said, you want input from your village residents.
We do.
You, I don't know how many attend your. Board meetings or trustee meetings, whatever.
Certainly not as many folks as there could be.
Well, I know in Saratoga we got four people. It's the same four people that go to the council meetings
pretty
every
much
time.
The same thing in B-Spa.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, and even on the national level, I think if people don't know what the issues are, they're not going to get involved. And we have a saying in Saratoga that as long as you turn your tap on and the water runs and you get your leaves picked up.
Isn't that the truth?
Which it is, which lately that's not even happened, but that's what people care about.
Sadly, that's true.
It is.
And it's not a bad thing, but there's so much more. There's so much more that people... I think it energizes you and makes you a better resident of your community when you know a little bit more about the government and how it operates.
Well, that and holds your feet to the fire. It makes you think.
If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. If the people who are listening can understand that this election in our village is probably one of the most significant that's happened in the last 50 years. Because I do believe that we are the future. I believe that we have the plans and the methodology to get from point A to point B, and it's not going to happen quickly, as I mentioned. But we do know what we have to do, and we've got, as I said, a very unique set of skills between the three of us that I think, joined with the other two trustees who are going to remain on the board, they don't run for a couple more years. I think we've got a government that can be effective and a government that can accomplish things for the citizens of the village.
Now, how long of the term are terms?
4 years.
4 years. Thank goodness. There's stability there to get things done.
Right.
When you have a four-year term.
There's no question. People talk about term limits or more importantly, they talk about shorter terms. If you're, like, for example, the assembly, it runs every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
basically you're in the job about 6 months before you're running for election again.
Right.
So you're concentrating more on getting elected than you are being able to do the good work that you need to do.
Right.
Certainly the representatives that we have managed to do that extremely well, and I think Mary Beth Walsh is an exceptional individual in terms of the way she's out with the folks. But again, you got to run every 2 years.
Well, that's, I live in Saratoga. You live in Boston Spa, so, and you did live in Saratoga, so we can kibitz a little about that. 2 year terms here, like you said, it takes you 6 months to get a handle on how to be a council person or a commissioner. It takes 6 months for you to do some work.
Maybe.
And then it takes then into that second year you're running for office.
Right.
You're having your fundraisers and your mind is not concentrated on work. So you can get a lot done in 4 years.
I think we
can. A lot done.
And I think we can, and I think we have the people in the village that have been working there for years that are willing and ready to help us if given direction and guidance. Like any other village, like any other small municipality, the availability of good people, okay, that can put the time against the government is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people work. People have to pay for college educations. People have a lot of things to do other than getting involved with public service.
Sure.
And so inherently what you end up with is older folks, okay, jumping in because they have a little bit more time to do so. But in terms of the folks that are doing the work, we need to get more young people involved in the village, and that's one of our goals is to try to get some younger folks to realize there's opportunity in working for the municipality.
Well, I think when you see progression, I think younger people want to jump on the bandwagon because they want to be part of that progression. And again, I mean, you know, I'm going to say this to those that are listening, and it comes from the heart because of the way Rory is, but when he says something, he means it. And if he says he's going to work like heck to get Boston Spa, where a great village can become even greater, he's going to do it. And he's got two really good running mates with backgrounds that they won't have to put in an awful lot of time to get a handle, which they already have basically for being on that budget commission on what's going on. So, you know, I didn't know it was in March, so we're going to have to do some work here.
Well, we are, and we are. You know, I'm not going to say that we're going to knock on every door in the village, but you're certainly going to see Larry, Peter, and I wandering around in the snow and the slush and the mud to say hello and introduce ourselves and hopefully hear from folks as to what they need or what they think the village needs and what is their vision of the village. What do they see moving forward for themselves and their families? Because the village itself is only 1.6 square miles, Rick. It's a very small environment. It's surrounded by towns that are growing by leaps and bounds. Malta and Ballston and Milton. I mean, just look at the construction that's happening all over. People don't realize that all of that construction increases the population, and the sales tax revenue that's generated in the county its distribution to the municipalities is determined by population.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The village is essentially landlocked. The only way it can grow is to become more prosperous and have folks want to move there and grow the population that way. We need to do that. We need to make it a place where I want to live in Boston Spa.
Sure.
All right. And I think that's doable. I believe that's possible.
Well, I do too. And I think we mentioned earlier that the other fact is to increase your business area so that you draw people there to shop, to eat at the restaurants, that you have many good restaurants in Boston Spa. People think about the great restaurants in the area, and Boston Spa has some of the good restaurants. I mean, and that's a way to make money also.
Well, it is.
You know,
and again, it it's a multifaceted problem. You know, my father used to say to me that if you want to eat an elephant, the best way to do it is one bite at a time.
So, yeah, I guess so.
So we have this elephant in Ballston Spa that has to get devoured, and we're going to devour it. We're going to work our way through the problems and with the help of the people, get things going the way they need to go. I think that our history needs to be relived again. I think that Ballston Spa can become the destination that it once was. I mean, we're the largest, I think I mentioned this earlier, we're the largest antique area in the Northeast other than Hudson. There are so many antique stores in Ballston Spa, it's unbelievable. We don't talk about that, but we should.
Yeah, well, one of the other things you had mentioned was that one of the things that when Saratoga ended up switching over and bottled their water, that there was a bottle factory and...
We have the National Bottle Museum.
You do, but the bottle factory was where? Out in...
it was up in North Greenfield.
Up in North Greenfield. So that's what made Saratoga branded their name by bottling their water, but the bottle museum is in Ballston Spa.
Yes, it is. And you know what? People don't realize it's an amazing place.
Oh, yeah. My wife and daughters have been there several times.
If you haven't been, you got to go check out the National Bottle Museum because it's amazing.
You wouldn't think a bottle museum would be that interesting, but when my wife and daughters went, now they've been twice, and they said it's fascinating.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's just something you can learn.
The Brookside Museum is the oldest building in Ballston Spa, and it's another museum that I would suggest folks check out. They have a variety of different events there in the summertime. They do classes, it's pretty special.
Sure. Well, on another business fact is that the Dake family from Saratoga own a chain of convenience stores called Stewart's. And I don't know how many they have now. They're everywhere in other states, all over. On every corner you see a Stewart's store. The first Stewart's store
was built in Ballston Spa, New York.
And I think the fifth Stewart's store was in Gloversville, New York.
Could be.
And my father was the manager.
There you go.
And they used to deliver ice cream to the outlying districts. And I remember that they had helicopter rides. This is just going back the story. And every time you brought milk or ice cream, you got a coupon. And this was back in the 50s. And when you got so many coupons, they had an empty lot across the street. And every Saturday, the helicopter would come down. And if you had so many coupons, they'd take you on a helicopter ride.
That's unbelievable.
Well, being the manager's son, my brothers and I used to be able to go up every Saturday if in between people coming. Perky and Pack were the two little lambs were the mascots.
Who remembers Perky, my God?
Well, I'll tell you, I do because my father brought him to our house one morning. My brother and I, like I said, we were probably five or 6 years old, and I'm in bed sleeping. Because my brother and I shared the same room, and I hear this, blah, blah, and I turned over, and I saw these two little lambs there. Almost had a heart attack as a 5 or 6 year old. But it's things like that that got people together, and it started in Ballston Spa, and it's you haven't lost that that feeling of camaraderie of people.
I would agree. And again, if you haven't been to Ballston Spa recently, I would urge you to come down and wander around the downtown and see the unique stores and boutiques and the like that we have. Certainly, there are some amazing restaurants, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention one new one. It just started. The fellow that opened the restaurant was the former chef at Gaffney's here in Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
And he opened a little place called the Ribbon Diner in memory of his sister who died of cancer. And again, he came to Ballston Spa to do it, even though he was well known in Saratoga, because he wanted to have it in a small town environment. And I think the ribbon's going to do just fine. And there are just so many other places. The Coffee Planet is another well-known
destination for, yeah.
That's a destination, okay? that just recently changed hands, and the new owner is a wonderful woman who's got things going very, very well. Ballston Spa is going to be a much more successful community in the coming years, and it is going to grow in a controlled and practical manner to attract more businesses and more good folks. It's just going to take Larry, Pete, and I a couple of years to get the
your budgets. Vision and the budget.
Well, we've got to get the budgeting straightened out, and that's no small task. There are no major issues in this election, all right? What there is people who are highly motivated on both sides, right? The difference is we're looking ahead. I'm not so sure the other folks aren't looking as to the whys. The why we got here doesn't really matter.
No.
What matters is what we do about it going forward,
sure.
And we've got the people to do that. So I'm pretty excited. March 19th is 2 days after my national holiday of St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
I'm hoping it's lucky for us. And again, if you have any questions, okay, if you live in the village of Ballston Spa and you have questions or concerns or things you want to say, please reach out to us. Use the Facebook page. Use the website. We're wandering around town all the time, and we're all more than happy to talk to you and get your input.
And Roy isn't hard to notice.
There's this
right.
big building called the 199 Professional Building that sits right on Route 50. I'm usually there.
You know, you mentioned, I want to see if I can get some public service announcements in. Then
yeah,
I want to go back to one thing that you said that really perked me up. And I wish other cities in the area had done that. So let me see if I can pull it up. I haven't had much luck on the on this lately, but we'll give it a try. So we'll be right back.
Free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Building relationships during recovery from mental and substance use disorders can put the strength of family and community behind you. We're all connected, offering encouragement, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
Okay, welcome back. I finally got the public service announcement to work. How, I said to Rory, I have no clue. Because I pushed the play button and was going back to come on the air and it started playing. So I let him run and fulfilled my duties. Rory, we've got probably 7 minutes left. And I want to have you again talk about the future of the village.
Okay. Obviously, as we've discussed, we're going to get the financial house in order.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several significant areas in the village that are prime for development, and the largest one is a 6.5-acre piece right in the heart of the village, formerly known as the Angelica Building. It was just recently bought by a Malta businessman. I'm not privy to what his plans are, but he did buy the building. But it offers a unique opportunity for development moving forward for the village. It's going to be a significant challenge for all involved to develop it properly and provide the necessary infrastructure to handle the development of that size. But I see it potentially as another Faneuil Hall in Boston or something of that nature. It lends itself to it, and it would galvanize the downtown. One developer that didn't move forward with the project had a really creative plan, which I subscribe to 100%. They wanted to build a path from the plant up the hill on a gradual basis to the fairgrounds to connect the fair to the downtown. They wanted to build a bridge over the Gordon Creek, all right, which would then lead to Front Street so that the village would be interconnected that way. There are a variety of other places in the village. People have read recently about the Ricketts dry cleaning buildings on the north end of Ballston Spa. Again, overstated in terms of the problem, very real in terms of DEC, but DEC has essentially blessed the property and said that the pollution that's there has not, shall we say, mitigated to other areas or migrated to other areas is the word I wanted. It needs to be redeveloped, all right, and I believe that will come in time. The village has its own planning and zoning boards, all right, which are working with the village municipality to make the village more developmental friendly with control. Example, I served on a committee last fall, late summer, early fall, where we made recommendations to the Board of Trustees to change the parking regulations to enable developers to more effectively meet realistic parking requirements. And that was passed by the Board of Trustees and has opened the door for some development of parcels. Most specifically, there's an old bowling alley that sits right smack dab in the middle of downtown that the developer has got some very, very creative ideas for. And I think that he's going to move forward now that he doesn't have to provide parking to the level that would be impossible to make the project work.
Mm-hmm.
So fair and reasonable development in the village to maintain the character. What I think we all stand for, Larry, Pete, and I, is that we do not want the village to see the level of development that's taken place in Saratoga Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do that, if you allow that to happen, I think you have to, by nature, sacrifice the character of the village.
Well, exactly.
And I don't want to see that happen.
And we talked a little about that, here at Victorian. And whenever you had to do anything, I had to keep in mode with either restoring Victorian or building with that kind of character. It doesn't happen that way anymore. And it's brick going straight up, and it just takes away from the character.
I would agree, and it's one of the reasons that It's one of the reasons I left Saratoga. All right, I loved it. I lived. Saratoga was very, very good to me. I did a lot of real estate work here. I built the Village at Saratoga. Very, very good to me. I love Saratoga Springs. Mm-hmm. But what Saratoga Springs is becoming and how it's gentrified, I have some issues with that. And yeah. I don't want to see that happen in Ballston Spa, and I don't believe it's going to, because I think we have a more realistic idea of what we are, mm-hmm. and what we would like to become. And they're pretty much one and the same. Mm-hmm. That is to say, we have a rich history that I think we need to explore and expand upon and promote, which I think will help grow the Village in a realistic way to get to a level that is sustainable for years to come.
Sure. And you also mentioned it's not a sprawling city. You don't have a 24-mile area
we're
do.
1.6 square miles.
And you can keep that Village atmosphere and that uniqueness by, like you said, getting your finances straight and with the grants that you can get.
And most importantly, working with the people that are currently there working for the municipality to enhance their ability to do their job better, all right, and more importantly, to enhance their ability to communicate with Village government on how to control costs and expenses, as well as revenues moving forward. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a team effort. There's no question about it. I mean, Larry, Pete, and I are good, but we can't do this without everybody else's involvement.
No.
There's no doubt.
Oh, I'd get an elephant and put it in so you can take a bite out of
there
it.
There you go.
But you know, you also mentioned something, and we have like 2 minutes to go, and I only want to take about 40 seconds on this. You mentioned your volunteer fire departments.
Yep.
You know, you just don't sign up to be a fireman today.
No, you do not.
You have to become a professional fireman. So when you volunteer, you've got people that you know how to do the things correct.
Oh, my. These guys, I've learned so much from these guys. It's unbelievable what they go through and what the risks that these men take and the need for quality equipment. It's a remarkable thing to have a volunteer fire department that is as viable and as well run as the Ballston Spa, Eagle Matt Lee, and Union Fire Companies.
Okay. Listen, a minute to go. I want you to sum up whatever you'd like to sum up.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to come in and see you again.
No problem.
I love to sit down and talk with you early on Saturday morning, and I'm hoping there's a few folks out there that are listening to us. I just want people to understand that the press and the publicity that Ballston Spa has gotten in the past is typical press. It's negative. And yes, we have some challenges. There are no question about that. But we also have the solutions, all right, do Larry, Peter, and I. And if we're successful on the 19th of March, we're going to be able to show the press and everybody else that we do have the solution to help fix Ballston Spa. Shall we say not fix it, just get it fine-tuned to move forward more successfully. I'm passionate about this little village. 13 years ago, if you'd have told me that I was going to be running for a public office in Ballston Spa, I would have told you were out of your mind. but it's funny. You become part of a community. You become interested in the community, and then you have the opportunity to serve the community. I felt, and Larry felt, and Peter felt it was time to step up and do the best we could do to help the village move forward. So that's what we're going to try to do. So if you live in the Village of Ballston Spa or you know anybody that does, tell them to vote for Larry, Pete, and Rory on the 19th of March.
Okay, and if you want to get a hold of Rory, you can. His office is 199 Milton Avenue, Suite 1, and that's right on Route 50 in the village. Or his direct phone number is 518-857-6400, and you can talk to him in person. He answers his phone most of the time, and if you go to voicemail, he'll get back to you in a short amount of time. So I want to thank everybody for listening this morning. And right now, I have to get Polka Magic on the show because we're about a minute or so later. So, John, take it away.